Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Hello. Dance Espagnol from Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake. Tempo de bolero. Conducted by the Japanese Seiji Ozawa with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Now, Many years ago, Channel 5 mounted a series about English expats living in Spain. And needless to say, I was involved. And for a period of 2 or 3 weeks, wherever I went and whatever I did, it was all diligently recorded by a scrambling boom operator, gaffer, cameraman, and a scribbling note taker. And later, I was mortified to discover that every program for 8 weeks started with the same footage of me dancing a Sevillana with a dry martini and one of my chefs in front of a roaring fire in the restaurant, but with Tchaikovsky's Danza Española instead of a Sevillana. They dubbed the Tchaikovsky piece over it, and it's a bolero, for heaven's sake, not a Sevillana. And I mustn't stress out, and when one is stressed out, one has to listen to some contemplative mood music. And so, from Swan Lake to Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake, one of the best-known pieces of music written in the 1930s by Chinese Cantonese composer Lu Wenchong, and played here by Lang Lang. Thank you. Lang Lang, playing Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake by Lu Wangcheng. Interestingly, Lu Wangcheng began his career as a Cantonese opera singer, spending the final decades of his life in Hong Kong, where he died in 1981, which rather puts me in mind of that fabulous film by Cheng Cage, that very darkly impressive film, Farewell, My Concubine, which admittedly is about the life of a Mandarin opera singer. And now, from the serene tranquility of a Chinese lake in autumn moonlight to the quintessentially English sound of Edward Elgar's Sea Pictures, Dame Janet Baker sings Where Corals Lie, based upon a poem by Richard Garnett and first performed in 1899 by Dame Clara Butt, who dressed for the occasion somewhat incongruously as a mermaid. I presume she must have been wheeled onto the stage in a bath chair or perhaps in a water tank. Sadly, I could find no contemporary commentary. The deeps have music soft and low. When minds awake to the airy spray, it lures me on to go and see the land where corals lie. Thy lips are like a sunset glow, thy smile is like a morning sky. Yet leave me, let me go, and see the land where corals lie.
The air is strong.
Janet Baker singing Elgar's Where Corals Lie. Now, Bernard Shaw was never a great fan of Elgar. Perhaps it was sour grapes and thought that time would probably reveal him to be one of the seven great humbugs of Christendom. But then, on the other hand, when asked by the conductor of a Palm Court orchestra if they could play anything in particular for him, Bernard Shaw replied, "Dominoes." So, perhaps the Palm Court Orchestra might have been better off playing some jazzy Bach, like this track by the Blue Notes from their album, which can easily be found on Spotify, Bach for Dinner, soundtrack for the perfect dinner party. that was the Blue Notes version of J.S. Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Personally, I would have put Bernard Shaw in his place by giving him a good dose of G.S. Bach, and since the name Dominoes derives from the Latin word Dominus, Lord and Master, I would suggest Nun kommt Heiden Heiland, Martin Luther's Advent hymn, Come Lord and Saviour of the Heathens. Nun kommt der Heiden Highland from Bach's cantata, BWV 62. Now, one heathen who turned his back on salvation, it would seem, was Niccolo Paganini, who, it was whispered in the salons of Europe, had sold his soul to the devil in order to master his violin. It was certainly true that he'd broken his thumb and reset it to allow for a greater span on the instrument, and his 24th Caprice is certainly considered to be one of the most difficult pieces ever written for violin, and Paganini first performed it in front of a stunned audience at the court of no lesser a person than the sister of Napoleon himself, the glamorous Princess Anne Marie Bonaparte Bacciocchi, Levoix, Grand Duchess of Tuscany. Ishak Perlman plays it here, albeit without a broken thumb. Jacques Perlman playing Paganini's Caprice number 24. Now, personally, I have counted 55 composers or performers who have come up with a set of variations on Paganini's 24th Caprice, but possibly the most famous and the most well-loved was written 120 years later, in the summer of 1934, by Sergei Rachmaninoff, who wrote a set of 24 variations, presented almost as a symphony and performed by himself at Baltimore in Maryland with Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra. And within the set, the best known is the 18th variation, which curiously is based upon an inversion of the melody, meaning quite literally the music is played upside down, which turns the key and everything, and correctly anticipating its success, Rachmaninoff said, "This one is for my agent." Ashkenazi and Andre Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra play Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini, the 18th variation.
Musical Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler. Thank you.
Duet for Two Violins and Piano by Shostakovich. Now, bearing in mind his place in Russian culture and history, it's extraordinary the melodies that Shostakovich would suddenly come up with. He probably really is my favourite Russian composer. Now, the American music critic W.J. Henderson, whose name really ought to be deleted from all musical encyclopedias, wrote, "Shostakovich is without doubt the foremost composer of pornographic music in the history of art. He pens passages that are little better than a glorification of the sort of stuff that filthy pencils write on lavatory walls." Well, I think what we just heard proved him wrong, at least in this instance. A la una Yonasi. Now, that's terribly difficult because it's sort of ancient Sephardic Spanish gone wrong, isn't it? "At 1 o'clock I was born, at 2 o'clock I grew up, at 3 o'clock I fell in love, and at 4 o'clock I went hunting. Tell me, maiden, where are you from? If you are not spoken for, let me woo you. I'm going to war, 2 kisses in the air, one for my mother and the other for you. Soul, life and heart, alma, vida y corazón." Israeli countertenor Janet Dorr sings with Barocade and Amit. Tiffin Brunn, Ladino songs of exile and passion, an expression of Sephardic culture.
Thank you.
Ramblings presented by Francis Butler.
Yaniv Dor sang A La Una Yonathi followed, and on the same album, by Canarios, a highly stimulating piece of guitar music by the 17th century Aragonese composer Gaspar Sanz, who not only composed, but played the guitar and organ and celebrated the mass all at the same time, being an ordained priest. I mean, really very talented. Actually, thinking about it, he could only have been a Jesuit. Now, Gaspar Sanz had studied musical composition in Naples, then, now, and always, land of song and love. Parlarmi d'amore, Mario, written as a Neapolitan love song in 1932 by Cesare Andrea Biscio and dedicated to his wife Mariu, it featured in the film Glimoni che mascalzoni, What Rascals Are Men. This is a version sung by Maltese tenor Joseph Caleja with the BBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Stephen Mercurio.
Sorriso di stella negli occhi tuoi blu. Anche sia verso il destino, domani sarà. Oggi ti sono vicino perché sospiro.
Parlarmi d'amore, the lovely Joseph Caleja. Now, earlier on in the show, we listened to Chinese virtuoso pianist Lang Lang playing Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake. And seeing that we are fast approaching the end of today's show, I thought, what better way to say goodbye than ending on Lang Lang's personal version of the celebrated Chop Waltz Chopsticks by Arthur de Lully, who was in fact a Victorian piano teacher who went by the name of Euphemia Allen. I always thought Euphemia Allen was a sort of elderly old lady with a sort of chignon bun. Oh no, it was Arthur de Lully. So goodbye and until next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.